The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Are you really going to do something different this year? You promise yourself every year. Are you really doing it? Hey, good morning. It's Thursday. Friday's Eve. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. And to answer your question, Dana, I am going to be doing something different this year.
Like what, Anthony A?
The first thing I've done is I've made a pledge to stop scrolling on social media for at least 1 month.
Whoa.
Oh,
and
what?
After
what?
4 days... Let me tell y'all.
It's like quitting crack.
It is, bro. It is like quitting crack, dude. Because sometimes I do find myself like, ooh, I need another hit of that social media, baby.
Yes.
I need it.
So you're still checking your social media. You're just not scrolling.
Yes. Now that I'm back here at work kicking
it. That's not quitting.
I have to check it for work, though. But I haven't scrolled in 4 days.
Oh, so like, what you're saying is you're not going to see what other people are doing.
Yes. I'm not checking that at all, man. And
weird.
Why is it?
It's weird because I've literally unfollowed a whole bunch of people because I don't want to know what they're doing because I don't care what they're doing.
And I
started comparing myself to them and it made me unhappy.
That's different. So you were looking at people thinking, well, I should be doing that. And it made you feel bad about yourself.
Yes.
I was doing a lot of that too. And I feel like a lot of people do that. For me personally, it was getting to the point where it was like negatively impacting me. And I also feel like the constant time I spent on social media, it was like stealing from my creativity.
Yeah.
Well, not just that.
And it's all, it like becomes keeping up with the Joneses.
Well, the social media aspect is you can finagle your timeline to look however you want it.
Exactly.
I can make it look like I'm hanging out with Drake if I want. I can make it look like I'm doing 100 million things that I'm actually not. And no one's showing you their real life on social media. You know, I mean, I show some good content. I'm like, hey, look what I'm wearing today, blah, blah. But you don't ever see me on my hands and knees scrubbing the toilets. You don't ever see me
washing
the dishes.
Actually, you posted that video one time.
One time because it was funny. But that's the thing. Everybody's life on social media appears to be so fantastic. And you got to stop comparing yours to theirs. Have fun. Live in your moment. And I don't know if you can quit social media, but I think we can look at it in a different way.
Yes.
And be smart enough to understand what we're seeing of this person on social media isn't really their life. It's the best part of their life they want you to see.
Yeah, it's a highlight reel.
Yeah, I'd like to assume everybody's a little bit fatter.
Ding, ding, ding.
After the holidays? I know I am.
I did my little, hey, look what I'm wearing. I was like, ooh, I have a bear on my sweatshirt. She looked a little rounder today.
Yeah, dude, you ever try to put a shirt on and then you blame it on the closet?
Ruined my clothes.
No, my freaking pants today. I'm like leaning over. I'm like, ooh, you know what you need to do? Resolve to work out. National Day, Anthony A.
Right, let's go to kick it off with National Spaghetti Day.
Hey,
that's not going to shoot us down, but we love it. You know, we love it, dog. We love it, dude. It's also World Hypnotist Day, so maybe you get hypnotized and
Believe in that? Do you believe you can be hypnotized? I can't.
One time I DJed on a Disney cruise and they had a hypnotist on the cruise.
Did it work? It felt like
it was real. I was backstage watching. There was no like preparation. He was literally picking people out of the
Disney hypnotist. Did he turn you into Goofy or Mickey Mouse?
No, he did do that to people on stage though.
And we'll go ahead and wrap it up on National Trivia Day.
Who has some trivia? Do you know anything that might psych somebody out if they're listening?
The only thing I learned recently that SpongeBob is written by a Mexican. Yeah, that's all.
How about Snoopy?
Well,
the Christmas movie was produced by Bob Melendez. Yeah, Mexican guy.
He's also Mexican too. I didn't know. It was Charlie Brown Pride.
Are we trying to say Mexicans are the greatest cartoonists of all time?
Maybe. I just learned that ants don't actually have lungs.
Oh. Well, they do breathe out the butt?
No, they breathe through spiracles.
That's a very thoughtful question. Yeah.
Hold on. What are spiracles?
They're just these little things all over their body. They breathe all over their body. They don't have lungs.
That's weird.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hi, so one of our listeners, she DM'd me on Instagram and her boyfriend broke up with her 3 days after Christmas.
Ooh.
And this is a 2-year relationship. She is very, very, very sad.
That's tough.
And he's not seeing anybody. Like, it's not like that. He just didn't want to be with her anymore.
At least he waited till after Christmas, though. Seriously, though, he could have done it before Christmas and ruined her whole Christmas.
So just ruined her new year.
I mean, if he had intentions of doing it, that was the time to do it.
He could have waited till March and ruin her summer. I mean,
Well, no, then at that point, then you're in, like, then you might as well just be with her because you're past all the expensive holidays.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
I mean, did he get her a Christmas present?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It's not about the present. It's
so he really wanted to break up. He didn't want to be with her anymore, and he at least let her have a good Christmas.
I believe he might have somebody else because you don't break up with someone in the middle of the holidays if you don't have another thing to fall back on.
Or maybe she did something for Christmas that really bothered him.
Maybe he just doesn't want to be with her. Here's the point. How do you get over a breakup? Right now, it's funny, it's joking, but you remember that? You know that feeling when you get dumped? Damn, it's the worst.
Horrible feeling.
It's like you're going to die. Like you want to crawl up inside of yourself and just fetal position for a month. Mm-hmm. Or at least that's me.
That's where it's like very important too to maintain a relationship with your friends and your community of who you are before you got into that relationship. Because for me, I fall back on my friends and I get out there with them. And when I went through my last breakup, one thing that helped me get through it was gaming.
I was able
to game my way through
it. It's a community. It's a community.
So shout out to my homie Maurice in Alabama. We became really close friends online.
Is it different for guys because you're not supposed to show emotions? Like you're not supposed to be like, man, I miss her. I'm lonely.
Oh,
because I, as a man, I'm sure you're taught be tough. Don't show any emotion.
I'm sensitive. So for automatic, would you feel it?
Yeah, you're a tough guy.
For me, I was not a tough guy. But I will say this. When I got dumped, it made me just, I went out. I was already pretty popping as a DJ, and there was a girls that have wanted to do stuff with me, and I was like,
stuff with you?
Come on in.
Do stuff
and
with
it
you?
It was a nonstop run for about 2 years.
Do stuff with you?
Yeah, just stuff.
That's the way to put it in front of your wife, dude. There it is.
Yeah, do stuff. I mean, you asked the question. We're here.
Okay, here's the bigger question. Did it make you feel better?
Hell no. I would wake up in the morning and I'd be like, you're a horrible person. I can't believe you slept with that girl. Why would you do that? And then I would do it again the next night. Anthony, have you ever woken up in the morning and looked in the mirror and just been so disappointed in yourself?
Oh, damn.
As a man, where you're just like, you're a I can't believe you.
That was buddy. And you're looking at her left over in the and she's still in the bed and you're like, oh, I miss my ex, and it's all sad and it's cold. Yeah, dude.
So men go through it too, Dana.
Well, women don't do that.
How does it go for women, Dana? Because I always feel like from a guy's perspective, girls are more accepted to be able to be emotional
hold on.
They have a community of friends automatically there.
That's not the way we get over it. The way we get over breakups is talking about it, expressing our feelings, sometimes doing things we shouldn't, putting it up on social media right away. I can't believe this person, or I miss you, this person, all this other stuff. I think what you need to do, remember, ladies, that there's no time stamp on how long you're going to be upset, number one. And also, don't throw it up on social media right away. Let it breathe. Oof. You don't got to throw it in his face.
That has
got to
be the best advice, because by putting, you just look like a dummy.
Well, you do, and especially when you get back together with him, if that happens.
Like when you say let it breathe, what popped to my head is let that breathe and go find a new man. That's what I always tell my homegirls. Like, yo, go get a new dude, bro.
Over. Let that breathe. What's the best way to get over a breakup, especially during this time of year? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I got a list of the 5 most dishonest cities in the country. 1,000 people polled across the nation were asked, if you found $1,000 cash, would you give it back? Would you turn it in? And I'm very shocked by these cities. I'll tell you what they are in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, what you got for us?
You guys remember the Burger King cook who worked for 27 years without missing a day of work, who got a backpack, a movie ticket, a Starbucks cup, and some candy for his retirement?
Yes, I remember he put that up on social media and folks were just like...
People were not happy about it, yeah. So some people started a GoFundMe for him, and they raised $400,000. And homeboy went and bought himself his first home ever in Nevada. He spent $177,000 on it. It's 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And then he shared this on Instagram.
I just want to thank everybody for being a part of this miracle and for everything you've done for me and you continue to do for me every day. This is truly... American dream.
I got chills automatic when you were talking about it. Now hearing that man's voice. But you know what's heartbreaking to me?
What's that?
Is that he worked his whole life. And the company he worked for didn't take care of him. You know, back in the day, they'd give your grandpa and grandma a Rolex for working and doing, you know, the companies would say, thank you.
They never gave you anything at Burger King, Dana.
It's not okay.
I know it's not okay. It's not fair. But you know what?
That franchise needs to go to hell.
My grandma worked for a long time and retired. My grandma retired from the military. You've never seen a Rolex, bro.
Nope. Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's the only thing you saw in the movies, because I never saw anybody really get that.
Whatever. Anyway, it just makes me, I'm good for everybody coming together.
Yeah,
if we get a Rolex whenever we retire, I'm retiring right now.
What you got, Anthony? All right,
in case you missed it, a new study reveals that Gen Zers are ditching the big cities and heading for the mountains. All right, a new study done by LendingTree is showing that a lot of Gen Zers are looking for mortgages in places like Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, and Alabama.
More land, less expensive.
That's right.
It's a true story right there. The further out you move from the city, which is called the suburbs, just to let you know, your grandparents did it a long time ago. And it just costs more money to live in town. I get it.
I'm for it. This is going to sound like probably one of the least masculine things I've ever said, but I need like an outdoor class.
Come on.
Like, I need instructions on how to be like an outdoorsman.
You need to follow this dude that I follow on Instagram. He's a rapper that lives in the wilderness and he's documenting it all on YouTube. And I can't think of his name right now, but is the most interesting thing on YouTube and Instagram that you've seen.
Hold on. He's a rapper that lives in the wilderness?
Yes. And he built his own little fortress basically out there in the mountains.
I need some new friends.
If that's the most interesting thing you've
seen,
DJ.
He's my favorite guy to watch. He's my favorite guy to watch on YouTube.
He's so interesting, you don't remember his name.
I don't remember anybody's
name.
There's
only like adult Boy Scout groups. Let me know. I want to sign up.
All right, in case you missed it, a recent poll was done by Gallup across the nation. Here are the five most dishonest cities. When asked, if you find $1,000 cash, will you return the money? Coming in at number five, San Antonio, Texas said no. Oh. 53% of people said they keep the money. Number four, Baltimore, Maryland, they're keeping the money. Number three, New Orleans, Louisiana. Number two, Memphis, Tennessee. And the number one most dishonest city in the United States, Detroit, Michigan.
You say dishonest, I say smart. Because who's going to turn in $1,000 cash? Who are you going to turn it to? The cop, so the cop can go and put it in his pocket? Who's going to give $1,000 to?
It's very circumstantial for me.
Yeah.
Like if I'm in a situation where there's somebody to turn it to, or I feel as if this is going to get back to its proper owner, I will turn it in. I'm not going
to
block my blessings.
What do you mean back to its proper owner?
If there's somewhere, like if it's like in a wallet, or if it's like somewhere I find it,
then
I know that I could get it back to this person. But if it's just $1,000 on the floor and somebody's not coming and running looking for that,
you guys remember when I found, I think it was $300-$400 in the bathroom at the airport?
I do.
And who is I going to take it to? Take it to the security and then they're going to put it in their pocket? So I took it out and I gave like $100 to a waitress. I bought some party favors. You know what I mean? I was like, it was good. It was just a good time for everyone.
Can you imagine how that person felt when they went back to the restroom looking for their cash and it wasn't there?
If I didn't take it, somebody else would have.
I felt pretty lonely.
Have you ever lost something? You left it somewhere, you went back, it wasn't there. Mm. What was it? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
First, it was Winnie the Pooh. Now we have Steamboat Willie as the latest slasher movie. Steamboat Willie is the first cartoon made by Walt Disney. This was the original Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
The copyright for Steamboat Willie is done. So now anybody can use that image for whatever they want. Mickey's Mouse Trap is hitting theaters very soon. It's a Steamboat Willie murder movie.
There's blood all over the jungle gym.
Blood.
Yes.
Oh,
nice, dude.
I don't know if I like this.
I'm here for the evolution of it. Why not? Take a stab at it. I think Steamboat Willie could be my stripper name, too. Now that I think about it, it's open game.
I mean, those drawings are kind of creepy. I understand why they did that. Yeah,
his butt on the boat just a little bit.
The drawings of me being a stripper? That'd be creepy.
That's creepier than Steamboat Willie.
Yeah. From Steamboat Willie to a real criminal. All right. Former Miss Bolivia was recently arrested on gun charges. And no, this isn't a plot to a new J-Lo movie. All right. Miss Bolivia, known as, her name is Marsato Compost is her name, and she was a
Did you say compost?
Oh, compost. Compost. Listen, okay. Don't speak Spanish here. Don't speak Spanish here, buddy. All right, bud? All right. And so her and her husband have been arrested on felony gun trafficking charges after a year-long investigation done by the federal police over there. I don't know if they're federales.
Federales.
You tell me, DJ Automatic, Mr. Spanish Man over here.
Not even a little bit.
All right, from Bolivia to sniffing women's tears. A new study published in PLOS Biology found that the tears change brain activity in men, and it brought down aggression.
Wait, it brought down aggression for dudes?
Yes.
Oh, so okay.
Well, so the smell of a woman's tears actually makes a man less aggressive.
Well, next time I'm crying, I'm going to make you sniff my tears. Oh. Bring down that aggression a little bit.
Wonder, what does the smell of a man's tears do?
Yeah, it makes a woman's dry up.
Those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner back on? Let's discuss this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays first.
We have Coco Jones celebrating her birthday. Victor Wembe celebrating. I don't know how to pronounce his whole name, dog.
Wembanyama.
Yeah, dude. All right. A French homie celebrating his birthday. And we also have Derrick Henry along with Tina Knowles celebrating her birthday.
Miss Tina, thank you for the gift of Beyonce and Solange. All right. So now we're going to start off talking about Cardi B and Offset. Supposedly separated right before Christmas. Now they've been seen together again, shopping with the kiddos. Some think that they worked it out. Some people, like DJ Automatic, speculate that it was a stunt.
It was a lame attempt of taking attention away from Nicki Minaj because she had an album coming out. And for some reason, these two just hate each other that much.
The only reason I don't think it was that is because Offset went and commented on Nicki Minaj's timeline.
It feeds into the fire. Well,
let's feed into it a little bit more and go and layer deep, because maybe now that's going to be the first olive branch to getting Cardi and Nicki Minaj.
That would be so good.
Back together and unified. So maybe we get like a Motorsport Part 2 or something like that.
Be the best 2024 ever if that would happen.
Yeah.
Something else great in 2024, Snoop Dogg has been hired as the official commentator for the Olympics. Remember this, when he and Kevin Hart were commentating on the horses?
They call this equestrian. By the way, look at that horse.
The horse crip walking, cuz. You see that? On the set. That's gangsterism up.
I love every time I see that video or I hear that clip of audio. You know it's going to be great. Hopefully, they hire Kevin Hart as well and those two team back up. All right, and then finally, Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner, rumored to have broken up. However, she's at a party, right? New Year's Eve happens. Everybody's like, Happy New Year. In the background, you hear Feliz Año Nuevo. Clearly, it's Bad Bunny. Those at the party say they weren't together, but that they're friends and that they were hanging out with the same people. That means to me, if they weren't together, one still likes the other one.
I don't know about
someone's still interested.
I'm going to question the source, bro. Those people at the party, like if you're at the party with your ex on New Year's, you're there with them, bro.
You're sharing a midnight kiss.
Yeah, dude.
You think Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner are back on?
I think that they are kind of like Offset and Cardi B, that they just needed some attention, so they said they broke up.
Well, he does have a new video out, and it's called No Me Quiero Casar. And in a hotel room, there's all these sexy women around him. And you're like, man, it's about to go down. And instead, he power bombs everybody like it's WWE. He wanted us to talk about that.
Shout out to Bad Bunny. Only he could get away with domestic violence jokes. That's a wild. That's crazy, Benito.
I can't believe that happened in the video.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Last year was a tough year for beer. I'll tell you why right now. Well, actually, DJ Automatic will in food news. Time for hottest hashtags on your Thursday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. The Minute 30 Man.
All right, so an estimated $173 billion worth of holiday presents will be returned.
Ooh.
Yeah, people don't like their gifts, and they're like, I'm going to take it back. Is that rude?
No, it's not at all. That's why they have return gift
policies,
receipts.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, like Best Buy, the cutoff is January 13th, Apple January 15th, Amazon January 31st. I got a whole list if you want to
cutoff,
set me up.
That's rude.
Yeah,
that's
how rude do you have a cutoff on returning something?
Yeah, because.
Don't put that kind of pressure on me.
Well, I did something so bad over the holidays. You know, DJ Automatic and I are married, and Mama Matic. I forgot that she'd bought me these earrings, and they were turquoise. They had a big heart.
Hold on. Let's start from the beginning of the story here, Dana. She said, hey, Otto, look at these earrings I found in our guest room. I think they're your mom's. And I was like, oh. And so I called my mom. I'm like, hey, mom, we found your earrings. And she's like, what do they look like? And I said, they're turquoise. They have a heart and a cross on them. And she was like, no, I bought those for Dana like 10 years ago.
Oh, you try to give them back to her.
I wasn't trying to give them back. I forgot she gave them to me.
Aren't you happy she doesn't have a return policy?
I'm so glad.
My mom said, well, I'll take them if you're never going to wear them. I like them. And then she proceeded to bring it up to me later when Dana wasn't on the phone.
That's,
yeah, dude. Because it says she has bad taste.
And then Otto doubled down and said, I can't see you wearing these earrings ever. I'm like, I'm not thinking. Anyway,
don't
I'm
get
sorry,
Dana Turquoise if you're hearing this right now, please.
I feel so bad. Food news, DJ Automatic.
For the first time since 1999, beer sales are down, and they're down significantly.
Oh. That doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me either. I feel like more people, to be honest, are smoking than drinking at this point.
I think so, too.
The beer industry can't really figure out why they're not interested. And some people thought it was maybe the Bud Light thing. Some people thought that it was because there's so many non-traditional alcohols coming out.
Like now there's like seltzers and
so
ciders.
Seltzer sales are down, too.
Oh, seltzer sales are down.
It's just alcohol. Everybody is doing something else or just living in their own high.
Blood ass.
You know, I'm not kidding. I mean, you and I
I'm
automatically...
go with the first part more.
you think the weed legalization
I think that's part of it, but I mean, good news
it?
For Modelo. They're now the number one beer in America.
It's Modelo time all the time now. That's what's up, dude.
Salud. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll go ahead and start with National Trivia Day. So if you are a trivia king or queen, today's your day to shine.
Did you? I have a piece of trivia. Are you guys ready for this? All okay. Right. 1 in 18 people have a third nipple.
Hey.
Yeah, it's known as polythelia. The third nipple is caused by a nutrition in inactive genes or you eating your twin.
Wow.
DJ Automatic, you're
not
alone.
I ate my twin. And I'm a lot less unique than I thought I was. 1 in 18 is not that many.
All right.
Or it is that a lot more than I thought, actually.
Interesting trivia fact about DJ Automatic. There
you have
it. Just
another way for her to bring up my third nipple.
You have a lot of brothers and sisters out there with three nipples. It's not just you.
It's World Hypnotism Day, too.
I'm going to hypnotize Dana and have her never speak about my third nipple.
And we'll wrap it up on, National Spaghetti Day.
Gosh, I love a good spaghetti. A lot of people feel like they're gluten-free. The way we make pasta here in this country is really bad. If you make it homemade, you can probably eat it. Because there's no gluten in it. Yeah.
Hold on.
Hold on. Yeah, what you just said made no sense.
I never thought spaghetti was gluten-free to begin with.
Yeah.
It's not, but it is.
You just said it was.
No, the gluten we use here is bad. Does that make sense?
Your whole point is missing me.
Sorry, I don't let's go back to the third nipple combo. I'm just kidding.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, we talked about one of our listeners who got dumped the day after Christmas. And we can sit in this studio and talk about, how sad it is, the terrible thing, you know, when you get dumped. Or we can flip the script, Automatic Anthony, and say, what's the best part about getting dumped? What is, you flip the coin.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind
at the end of the
is
goal.
That you're going to lose some weight. Awkward.
Okay, Automatic, there you go. All right, you're going to get thin right away. And you've probably got a little fat on you. Because when you get coupled up...
You got that uncomfortable weight.
Comfort weight, yes.
The good thing about a breakup, too, is you no longer have to fake like people that aren't in your chosen circle. Like, you know when you get with a person...
Or in your family.
Yeah, that way, right? Because, like, you know, you have an ex, and you're like, oh, my God, their uncle's here. That fool always bugs me. Now you don't have to worry about that person anymore,
it sounds
dog.
Very personal, Anthony. It sounds very personal.
No, I'll say all the exes I had, they had very cool uncles. They encouraged me to break up with their nieces. So, you know what?
No.
I mean...
That's horrible. They did. You tell them all of the... All your exes are listening, like calling their deals right now. What did you tell him?
The homie Raul one time said, he's like, listen, bro, worst thing I ever did was get married. Don't do it.
I'm listening to you.
You're down.
Yeah. How come every man has heard that from another man, yet we all continue to get married?
Automatic, you're not supposed to be saying that in front of your wife. Me! Okay, I think one of the things is all of the me time you're going to get.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's a good thing. If you are getting dumped, you're not ready for the relationship. If that person doesn't want you, good. It's their loss.
And you're going to get a stronger forearm, guys.
Here's something else that's good. You ain't got to check in.
Call,
the check-in. Where are you? What are you doing? When are you coming home?
You don't really make me check in, so.
Well, I've never been that person, Automatic, because I like my me time already.
You guys say that front, but when you guys are apart, you guys call each other like every 10 minutes.
Because we want to.
Yeah, so it's like the voluntary check-in.
Yeah, I guess I don't feel pressured to check in. I just do it because I love my wife.
You know, one time Automatic went to the strip club and I didn't find out for 3 months.
What?
Oh,
you never told me. Still... He's out.
It was
he's
probably
out.
More than 3 months, but.
Whatever. And the person that you
and
were
it wasn't
hanging
even
out with
really
slept.
Like, okay, hold on. It wasn't a real strip club. It was like a bikini strip club. And
no,
it was
full nude, and the girl told me. It was all nude. Well,
city was I in?
Let's all go visit this place so we can find out exactly where he was. When
I don't
he
even know what city
you.
It was because there was a lot of times we'd go to like different cities where I'd be DJing and we'd just end up there.
And there you go. Automatic never has to check in with me. He's living the single married life.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.